Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The world is crazy. COVID and worry and such need reset button. And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. I had to look down at my sheet to see what day it is, and it is Thursday. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony, I think. Kale Berger, he's producing back in studio. We're trying to wrangle up Jim. Have we got Jim? We lost contact with Jim.
I'm here.
We have Jim now. Hi, Jim. Are you, Jim?
Hi, Colin. I never went anywhere. I was just waiting for, you know, Kale's doing the pre-show, and I had to wait for him to finish, so when he was finished, I hooked up. And then, of course, I had a slight delay getting things hooked up, but that's okay. We're here now.
All right, I wanted to start with this because I look out my window today. Today, big day in the neighborhood, garbage day, so it is what it is. But that's neither here nor there. But I did look out the window, and I thought somebody was standing at the end of my driveway, and it was just the garbage can. You know, my eyes are getting old. There's a couple things on the docket today for the pre-show. And I'll get to the eyes getting old part in just a minute. First, though, I'm looking at the weather, fan weather, which I'll read to you at the end of the hour. 90 for a high, 66 for a low, stays at the Mario for a low, goes up to 90 for a high. But
TJ.
Who?
TJ. TJ Watt.
Oh, yeah. Who else? Who else can we go? I know he's really good. Who else? Who else wore number 90? We need that Trib thing. Isn't the Trib doing... Isn't the Trib doing things by
number?
Oh,
the best of the...
Yeah, the best that ever wore it. That's very taborific. Is it not?
It is. It is. They had Mario edged out. Who'd they come up with? Myron Patios.
What about
66?
Travis?
But, of course, actually, 66, that's a big number.
It is.
You've got Fanica. You've got DeCastro. I mean, those guys are legit.
90 is Kersky. I believe Jeff Skadina maybe wore 90. Did he not?
I don't know.
Didn't Kerpakis?
He may have. The handy-dandy Steelers media guide that I have, right, that normally I would be reaching down to my left, and I can see it there. But it's there. I mean, it's the Steelers media guide there at the station if there's nobody there to see it.
Uwe Richardson, I believe, wore 90.
Oh, man.
Yes. Anyway, here's what I want to get to at 90. How hot is too hot? Are we at the too hot phase right now?
No.
No?
No, not for me. I don't know. I guess when you get – it depends on the humidity along with it. I would say once you get up 95 and above, once you get, like, Greg Lloyd territory – then, and certainly 100, man, that's 100. That's hot.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely it is hot. You're right about that. I had a friend from college. He was from Florence, South Carolina. Florence.
Ugh.
And he would say, he talked like really Southern. He said, ain't the heat that it get you. It's the humidity. And he's right. Oh, man. You say Greg Lloyd. I say Donovan Woods or Richard Sigler.
Oh, there's a name from the past. Richard Siegler.
Richard
Keeping
Siegler.
Keeping it easy, yo.
That's your guy. Richard Siegler. Was Richard Siegler the guy from UNLV?
Who
was the one that got in trouble?
He had some difficulty in Nevada.
Yeah, that's okay. Yes. Okay.
That's where his – I don't know if he went to UNLV or not.
Yes. he did have some difficulty, and I believe they saw it coming as he was – they said he was leaving the facility, and they said he's going to be in a little bit of trouble when he gets back home. He did have some difficulty in Nevada. Anyway, all right, so that was the first Richard Siegler that I wanted to get to.
Forgotten about him.
You did? What about Donovan Woods?
Oh, yeah.
You were 95.
He's from Oklahoma State, though, I think. Donovan Woods. That's the only thing I remember about him.
Yeah, Richard Siegler. Who else wore? I can't even think. Alonzo Jackson wore 95.
Zoe.
All right, how about this one? I'm going through, and I don't know if you have this... you don't have this trouble because you have regular glasses. I'm starting to see things further away that aren't coming into as clear a focus. Like, this was even 3-5 years ago. Like, I'm looking out my window right now, and I could see the garbage can. I'm telling you, 3-5 years ago, I could read the print on that garbage can. And it is, let's see, a base is 90 feet. It's probably 200 feet. I could have read that print on that garbage can. Now I can't. And sometimes I need to like do this hyper focus also, on things that I'm trying to read in front of me. It's weird. If I need cheater glasses, you know, like those football coach looking at the game plan sort of cheater glasses that they all sort of wear, how do you know which ones to start out with? Like, how do you get, because you see them hanging up, you ever go to Target or like near the pharmacy or something? How do you know which ones to start with, or how do you fit yourself for them?
You know, I don't know, because I've had glasses since I was like 9 years old. I can tell you two things. Number one, I'll deal with the cheaters first. Where, yes, I'm sitting right now, and I'm actually at the kitchen table, uh-huh, I can see a pair of cheaters by Linda's sewing stuff in the TV room. And if I look over my left shoulder, there's another pair of cheaters by the little recipe folder next to the stove. And I can tell you that there's another set of cheaters upstairs on the nightstand on Linda's side of the bed. And I can further tell you that there is another set of cheaters, maybe two, in a locker in the GI lab at Passavant. Linda's got them all over the place.
Jeez.
But I don't know. I got her some
compound,
like a stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Like a stocking stuffer. That's a good stocking stuffer to get her. And you can get, there are different kinds. Go look at them. You can get like one times, one and a half time, or not one times, one and a half, two times, three times. I don't know. So I got her, whatever the times I got her was not the right one. I guess I got her two times. I thought that was pretty good. She likes the one and a half, I guess, that kind of magnifies by one and a half.
Well, that's
so
exactly my point
go
here.
Go for it. Because the other thing.
But yeah, which ones do you, how do you know? Because here's the thing. I'm afraid to buy them and then walk around and buy the wrong ones and get a headache. But I don't think you're given ample time in order to just grab them and look like at the shelf. And plus, you got to wear a mask. You got to do all that. You don't want to be in that store for a long time at this point in time. I don't think you're given ample time to sort of fit them and be like, hey, I'm going to look at these. Yeah, these are the ones for me. I think you need a test drive with these guys. And I don't know if it works that way either, where you say to the person at Target or Rite Aid or Walgreens, wherever you go, hey, I'm going to take these for like the day. Can I have these for the day? And then if the 1.5 is good and the one is good or whatever, then I'll bring the other pair back. I'm intrigued as to how you know which guy is yours, which number you need. So can you ask Linda that today and get back to me tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, you can ask her if
Jim's
you want.
Today.
No, I'm not sure what I think you just get them or just put them on. You don't wear them
all the time.
You just wear them.
I've seen them on the shelf is my point. And it's like 1.5, 2.0. But in looking at them for that short a time, I don't know if you get – You need to wear them for like a whole day to understand if those are the ones you need, is what I'm getting at.
But
I think.
Well, okay, I'm not an optometrist. I've been visiting once or two times a year for a long time. If you need to wear them all the time, then you need to go see an eye doctor.
No, just when I'm reading stuff.
You just need them to help you read.
Yes.
Okay, up close. Yeah, so then, like, when you're driving, you don't need them.
No, I'm good. Just every once in a while when I'm reading, it's like stuff is out of focus.
Okay. Then you should be fine. I don't think you'd get a headache as long as you're reading stuff. But, you know, visiting an eye doctor is not a bad idea, because here's the other thing that I was told when I turned, like, I was fine. I could play basketball without glasses. But when I turned 40, all of a sudden things went sideways, and I couldn't see distances anymore. So that's when I needed to get, I needed to start wearing glasses to see at a distance. And that was a problem. I got progressive lenses.
Rec specs? Did you get rec specs?
I've had those pretty much ever since. Yes, I do have some upstairs in a drawer.
Real rec specs?
But I thought, man, if this, yes, this was a, I look like Steven Root in Dodgeball. But I thought that if all of a sudden there was this drastic change when I turned 40, or right around there, that, holy crap, what's going to happen when I turn 50 and when I turn 60? And really, there hasn't been any kind of a drastic change in my prescription over the last several years.
I mean,
so
were they like,
I don't know if it's just
well,
one
we're missing
boom.
The story here. Were they like Kurt Rambis rec specs? Were they like Abdul-Jabbar rec specs? I mean, Chris Sabo? What did they look like?
Probably the Sabo ones, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll see if I still got them. I haven't worn them in a long time because I haven't really had to, because I haven't really done anything that needed me to wear those.
Gotcha. All right. Big show today. We're excited about it. Now I'm just intrigued. I'm intrigued as to Jim and his short shorts, Jim and his tube socks, and his. Did you have some Converse weapons, Jim?
I can't remember. We had a scheme with my friend Willie May from WILD in Boston, where we had a media team with some guys who used to play in college, basically. And we'd hook up with various shoe companies. We went through Atonic. We went through Reebok. We went through Converse, just getting free sneakers all the time while we did this. So that was our thing, back in the 80s. So we probably did have the Converse, like the Larry Magic and Isaiah wore. We had the Utonics, like Akeem wore.
Yes.
No, Olajuwon was like the big guy for Utonic, which is also Saucony, a running shoe.
Right.
And
right.
Reebok, I can't remember. Oh, Dominique Wilkins, they had the pump, D. Brown with a pump, the Reebok pump. We had those.
No more famous moment than the dunk contest when he stopped at the free throw line and pumped his shoe up, and the crowd went absolutely crazy, and then the pumps went nuts. Everybody needed to have the pumps that next Monday. Real quick, because we got to get to a break. Did you call your friend Willie May the Say Hey Kid?
No, I did not.
Okay, you should have. Big show today. Hey. There's a lot on the docket. There really is. For there being no sports, there seems to be the sense of panic and worry hovering over everything. Antonio Brown could be headed to Seattle. Jason Mackey is headed to our show at 8 o'clock. That's fun. Ben Cherington has some things to say about minor league baseball. Take it or leave it, we do. Breakfast bites, we do. And something about officiating in empty stadiums that I wonder about. There's lots to talk about. Good morning to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.